12th of August 1994, Valerie Lee setting out to record an interview with Mrs. Mary Thornley. Would you mind telling me your name?
Mary Thornley.
And how old you are?
I can't hear you well.
How old you are?
86.
86. So you were born in 1908?
Yes, that's right.
And can you tell me where you were born?
Where?
Yes.
In Leicester, off the Evington Road.
Right.
Yeah. And then I went to live in Highfields when I was about four.
So that would be in 1912?
Yes.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Highfields did you live?
Evington Street.
Did you? What number? Do you remember?
44. Yes.
Right. What can you remember of that house in Evington Street?
Well, it was quite a nice house, actually. The houses deteriorated later, but there were some rather nice houses on one side of Evington Street. It had bay windows up and down stairs at the front, and a passage from the front door halfway through. Two reasonably nice rooms, then a kitchen and a scullery at the back, and the passage went right through. And the garden went through to Stoughton Street. There were no houses right up to it at the back.
And what did you have upstairs?
Four bedrooms. There was no bathroom in the early days. But they did make one of them into a bathroom later on, but it was two large bedrooms and two smallish ones. Mm.
So when you were small, you were bathed in a tin bath, were you?
Yes.
In front of the fire?
Probably, yes.
Yeah, you don't remember?
Yes, I think I'd probably just remember it, yes.
Yeah. Did you, how was the house heated?
How it was heated?
Yes.
Coal fires, I think, in the early days. They did have two gas fires later on, but it was coal fires then, and a copper in the scullery for the washing, you know, with a coal fire underneath that, an outside toilet.
Right. It was your own toilet, though. You didn't have to share it.
No. Yeah. They were quite good-sized houses, actually.
Mm. Mm. Did you... with the copper, your mum did the washing inside the copper, did she?
Yes.
Boiled it up and then used a tub to wash with?
Yes.
A dolly.
A tub, was it? What did they call the things that they... Dolly?
A dolly, you know.
Yes, with the legs.
Yes, a dolly. Yes. Yeah.
And a mangle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you the only child at home, or did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I was an only one.
You was an only child, yeah. Can you remember much of your childhood before you went to school, when you...
Well, I suppose I did. I went to school at five, and my grandparents lived with us as well, so that I had plenty of company to older people, you know. Reputed to have taken my grandfather to the front door and had a wedding or something and put a lace curtain over my head. And I had to teach him school lessons and rap his knuckles.
Yeah. Where did you go to school?
I went to Melbourne Road. What would it be called then? It would be called a board school, I suppose. Mm. It's still there, I presume, a big school. Mm. When I started, and then later on I went to a private school in Highfield Street, the corner of Gotham Street and Highfield Street. It was called Lyndhurst College in those days.
Right. Can you go back to Melbourne Road School? Can you remember your first day at school?
Well, vaguely. I remember my early days there and one or two of the teachers that I got to know quite well, you know.
Tell me.
I think the headmistress of the, would it be called a junior school, was a Miss Ballantyne, a real Victorian lady. She wore sort of Victorian clothes, high neck blouses and things.
And was she strict?
Well, she didn't actually teach me, so I don't know, but there was a Miss Shires as well who taught me, and I got to like her very much. She was very, very kind. Mm. She used to come and have tea with us sometimes at home.
Well, so you knew her very well then?
Pardon?
You knew her quite well then?
Yes, got to know her quite well, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember school days, what you did during a school day?
Not really.
No,
I can't say I do really. I know we did sewing and besides ordinary lessons, but I don't really remember much about that part of it. Yeah. I went on into the other part of the school for a year or two before I left and went to the private school. Yeah.
How old were you when you went to the private school?
I don't know. Perhaps 10.
Mm.
Not much before I was 10, I should think. Perhaps 9 or 10.
Yeah. Did you used to stay for school dinners, or did you walk home at lunchtime?
Oh, no, I didn't stay for school dinners. Of course, the war came, you see, when I was 6, and we had half days then. We shared the school with the Medway Street School, and I still went to Melbourne Road, and the Medway Street people came to the Melbourne Road School for the other half of the day.
Why?
Well, I don't know why it was, whether it was staff shortages or what, but that's what happened anyhow.
That's the first person I've heard say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know whether any other pupils went to Medway Street, whether it was perhaps closed for the people who'd been there before, and that's why they came to Medway. It wouldn't be anything to do with evacuees, because there weren't those in the First World War,
no.
Were there?
No, not so, no.
But it might have been, I don't know, it might have been some other reason for doing it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
No. Do you remember much of the First World War? Does any of it stand out in your mind?
Zeppelins and things like
that. Oh, tell me.
And I got very, very scared and used to go to bed and come down and sit outside the sitting room door because the people were inside until they found me sitting there in the cold.
Oh.
Yes, it was rather frightening. Yeah.
Did they make a noise?
Yes, they were. I don't think I remember any bombs or anything dropping there. Mm. They did in the next war. They did bomb Evington Street, quite near to where my mother lived. Not actually on their house, although their windows were broken. But I don't think there was any damage done in the First World War. Not in that part of the city.
Would there have been blackout like there was in the Second World War?
No, I don't seem to remember blackouts. I should have thought there ought to be, but I don't think there were.
And food shortages, like again, was there? Yeah,
rationing and queuing for food. I think yes, my mother and grandmother used to do that. I know. Remember hearing them talk about it.
Yeah,
I mean I don't remember ever being hungry or, but I think. There was a shortage of some foods.
Yes. Yeah. Do you remember anything about the flu epidemic after the First World War?
Not really. Well, I remember hearing about people that possibly my parents knew who got it and some of them died. Yeah. But we fortunately didn't have it ourselves. So
did many of the children from school, because some schools were closed because of the...
No, I don't remember that. I don't remember the schools being closed or knowing any children who had it, funnily enough. Mm. It seemed to be older people who had it.
Mm.
I'd really forgotten about that until you asked me.
Yeah. Right. So you would say that you enjoyed Melbourne Road School? You didn't find them too strict?
Yes, I think I enjoyed it quite. Yeah. I was quite happy to go there, and I made quite a few friends.
Yeah. Did you used to walk to school?
Oh, yes, because it was very near. It was only just steps down to Melbourne Road from our house, just from halfway down from Sparkenhoe Street, was where we lived, in a way, about there, and just down, straight down, and it was just at the bottom of the street, on the other side of the road.
So yeah. There was no traffic, of course.
I don't remember anything much about traffic, no.
And you walked on your own and you came back on your own?
I had a friend who used to call for me every morning.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah. But there was no worry about you going on your own?
No, I was never taken. I can't remember being taken except perhaps the first day. Yeah. I don't even remember that, but I probably would be, I think.
Yeah. And then when you left Melbourne Road, you said you went to a private school?
Highfield Street, yes.
On Highfield Street. Can you tell me something about it?
Well, it was run by three sisters called Thompson. It was Miss Thompson was the eldest, Dorothy I think her name was, but she was always known as Miss Thompson. And the other two, Miss Kathleen and Miss Evelyn. And their parents, who were fairly elderly, partly ran the school, but they didn't have anything to do with the teaching, and they lived in the schoolhouse. It's quite a big house, three stories, and not much garden either, none at the front. I think there was a sort of schoolyard at the back, you know. Yes, I quite enjoyed being there. Quite a lot of nice girls went there.
It was just girls.
Pardon?
Just girls.
Yes. Wait a minute. Might have been the odd little boy in the kindergarten, but I was older, so I didn't come in contact with that. I'm not really sure about that, whether it wasn't like the collegiate, which did definitely have a kindergarten for boys and girls. That was in College Street. Well, it's still there. Oh, no, it's isn't there now.
It's not the school now,
it's
no.
It's joined up with the Wiggiston, isn't it? The old collegiate. Of course, that's Highfields, isn't it, that part? Yes.
Did you wear a school uniform?
Yes, navy blue gym slips, you know, and beigey cream blouses and a blue and green striped tie, collars, you know. School band on the hats was same colours. Think it was a black hat in the winter, but it was a Panama in the summer.
Was it a felt hat in the winter?
Yes, the black one was, yes.
Yeah.
And I do remember we used to go to the Victoria Park tennis courts for our tennis lessons, and we had to wear, if we had our blazers, we had to wear gloves, and if we didn't wear our blazers, we had to carry our gloves if we didn't wear them. And we walked in crocodile to Victoria Park with the courts are still there, I think. Not the ones near the pavilion, but the ones a bit further along where it's nearly at the university, you know, that part.
Can you remember what other subjects you were taught at school, this school? What other subjects you were taught at this school?
Well, all the usual things. I don't think there were any exceptional things.
Did you do music?
Fun?
Music?
Well, yes, just ordinary. I by that time I was playing the violin. I started the violin when I was seven, you see. And I didn't take any private lessons. I'm not sure whether they gave any. They may have done. I can't remember. But they had singing lessons and that sort of thing, you know. But they were quite musical people, so I'm sure that she either had... Well, yes, we gave one or two concerts in a... I think it was in the... It was called the Rechabite Hall then, and it was in... Dover Street, and it was what is now a little theatre.
Yeah.
It was an old chapel or something, I think, which was converted into the theatre later on. But we did one or two concerts for the parents there.
Yeah.
and it was used for other musical things. Yes. I remember the musical festival in Leicester, they used to use that hall as one of their ones for the competitions, like the Edward Wood Hall, which is now Fraser Noble Hall, attached to the Victoria Road Church at the corner of University Road. That was another hall that was used for the competitions. De Montfort Hall was by that time going, but that was given for the used for the final concerts of the musical festival.
Yeah. Go back to Lyndhurst College. Have you got any idea how many girls would have been there? How big it was?
Where?
Lyndhurst College, back to school.
No, I can't really remember. I don't know. It wasn't very big.
It wasn't.
They had two or three different classes, different years, I expect, with quite small numbers in each class. And then when they were all together, I shouldn't think there were more than perhaps 50 or 60 girls all together, something like that. Mm. Never thought of it before, but I'm just making a guess.
What about the teachers then? Did the Mrs. Thompsons, Miss Thompsons, teach you themselves? Or did you have other teachers as well?
Well, they didn't teach French. We had a French woman, one or two, that changed in the time I was there. We had a quite elderly one time. She was definitely French. And then we had a younger girl who was also French, to teach French. Don't remember any other languages. I suppose there perhaps were some, but that was probably the compulsory one, I should think, in those days. They wouldn't go in for languages very much. And, of course, all the usual 3 hours, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we went to the YMCA, to their gymnasium, which was down in the basement underneath the YMCA. And we had a Mr. Robson to take us for gym, and he lived in Highfield Street, nearly opposite to the school, and he also had some association with the Wiggiston Boys, I think. I've heard my husband talk about him, so he probably taught the Wiggiston Boys their gym or something.
Yeah.
Quite a nice old gentleman.
Yeah.
But a lot of those houses just there were bombed in the Second War, but I don't think the school is still there. It won't be a school now.
Is it the one that was called Gotha House, right on the corner of Gotham Street and Highfield Street?
Yes.
The big house?
Yes.
Yes, it's still there.
Yes, it's still there. I think it was turned into an apartment.
Yes,
because I knew somebody who lived there, I think, in the downstairs room.
Yeah. What age were you when you left there?
About 14. I didn't stay at school after 14.
You didn't?
No.
What did you do then?
Well, I'd already started to take violin lessons with a man who was the leader of the Halley Orchestra in Manchester at that time. And I went up every fortnight for some private lessons with him.
To Manchester, is this?
Manchester. And I was taken then. My grandmother used to take me. And then he suggested to my father that I should go on to the College of Music in Manchester, which I did. And, of course, I still learnt the violin with him because he was a professor there and he'd been a pupil there as well.
That's great. Now, before we go on any more, can we go back?
Yes, to Leicester.
Well, no. So what made you learn the violin in the first place?
Well, I think it was because my father wanted me to learn, and I'd been promised to somebody as a pupil when I was born or something. I just took it for granted I was going to learn, and my father was a musician and he taught the piano, and he was a great help to me, you see.
Yeah. Did your father give piano lessons
then?
Yes,
he did, yes. In Ebbington Street.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And he played it it wasn't Highfield Street, of course, but it was he played at the Theatre Royal when it was in Horsefair Street. It's not there now, you know. And he played in Wynne's Oriental Cafe, which was in the Marketplace.
Will you tell me his name? Because we don't know his name.
Pardon?
Will you tell me your father's name?
His name, full name?
Yeah.
Yes, Thomas Staniforth Ashmill.
Ashmill. So you were Miss...
I was Mary Ashmill.
Mary Ashmill.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, right.
M-E-L-L, not W-E-L-L. This is the usual one.
Yeah.
We used to get that quite often. I don't think yes. there were any other Ashmills.
No. No, go on. Was there much demand for his piano lessons?
Oh, yes, I think so, yes. Yes. He seemed to have to pupils come in, you know, all
yes.
the time.
Yeah. Did you not learn the piano as well?
I learned a little bit from him when I was very small, and then I gave it up when I started the violin, and then I had to do it as a second instrument when I went to Manchester, but I didn't do very much. I wasn't... didn't have time to do that and travel twice a week to Manchester. I didn't live there. I travelled twice a week to Manchester from 16 to 21 or something like that. Mm. And I did go by myself. 16-year-old wouldn't be allowed now to go to travel from Leicester to Manchester, I don't think, would they? Yes. But in those days, it was all right.
Yeah. So you were travelling to Manchester to the Royal College of Music?
Yes.
Yeah, to train as a musician?
Yes.
Twice a week?
Yes.
Yes. What did you do the rest of the week?
Practice. I practiced yes. an awful lot. You have to if,
yes.
if you're going
yeah.
to do well
yes.
with things. Then I started having pupils later on, and I played a lot in Leicester. And
hang on. You had pupils for the violin in
at
Highfields?
Home.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, was there much demand?
Well, I had quite a few at one time. I can't remember how many, but I did that whilst I was still at college, you know, on the days in between.
Mm.
Not teaching all day or anything like that, but... and I did. I got into various orchestras in Leicester when
yes.
I was quite young, because I seemed to get on quite quickly and... So I got the chance to play in orchestras.
Were there many orchestras?
Well, I played in the Leicester Symphony Orchestra when it first started in the 1920s, and I stayed in it until only a year or two ago.
Oh, did you?
And I was the leader of it in the latter part for probably about 30 years, I think.
Mm.
But that's nothing to do with Highfields, is it?
Well, no, it's still interesting. Were there any local musical groups?
Were there
any local musical groups to Highfield, local to Highfields?
Oh, well, yes, there was the Leicester Philharmonic Society, which is still going, chorus, you know.
Yes.
As well as the Leicester Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah.
And various small orchestras, nothing particularly of note. Mostly the same people played in the
yes.
different orchestras,
yes.
you know.
Did you give concerts? Or did you just play for your own... I mean, these small groups, did they play for concerts or just for their own
oh,
entertainment?
Yes, there would be some concerts given.
Yeah.
I used to play at a lot of concerts to do with... churches and things like that. They would have a concert with a for the congregations, you know, and that
yeah.
sort of thing, or various things with the church choirs and that sort of thing
yeah.
in the various churches.
Yeah.
So there was plenty of scope, really.
Mm. Mm. Did you go to any of the local churches?
Well, I went to St Peter's Church in Highfield Street.
Yeah.
And I was married there as well.
Oh, nice.
In 1933, I was married. My mother and grandmother went there all the time. They both did quite a lot for the church, one way or another.
Mm. Do you remember any church affairs, church outings?
From St Peter's?
Mm.
Trying to think. I went to the Sunday school. It was in Gopsall Street Sunday school. Is there still a school there? We used to have the Sunday school in there. I suppose we must have had one or two little outings. I don't really remember much about those.
No, no.
I think they were, don't suppose they would have got away with having no outing.
Yeah. Did you belong to guides or anything like that?
No, I didn't do anything in that way. I went to quite a lot of things connected with St. Peter's Church, you know, possibly taking place in their parish room, which is joined to the church. But,
well, tell me.
Pardon?
Tell me.
Well, little social evenings and that sort of thing they had. I can't remember very much about them, but I joined into whatever there was, you know.
Yeah.
I used to go to church on Sunday mornings with some girlfriends. Remember various vicars. I can't remember all their names, but during the long period, I remember quite a few of them.
Do you feel then that people made their own entertainment?
Oh, yes, I think they do. We used to do a lot at home in the Sunday evenings and that sort of thing.
Did you?
Perhaps have people in for tea and then sang and played. Mother sang a bit. She wasn't a professional, but she had quite a nice voice. And I used to have to play my violin.
Yeah. Did your grandparents play anything?
Pardon?
Did your grandparents play instruments?
No, they weren't. They were interested in music, but they didn't play. Of course, they were interested because my father was definitely... He made it his work, you know.
Yeah.
I see my daughter's coming. Does it matter if she appears? She won't talk.
Now then... Can we go back to when you first started violin lessons?
Yes. Well, I was 7 years old and I went for my first lesson and the gentleman who was going to teach me, I'll tell you about him in a minute, he lived in Sparkenhoe Street, opposite to Lincoln Street, and he was fairly elderly and he'd forgotten all about me and I came back in tears. So I had to go back the next day and have my first lesson, the day after I was seven. And he, as I say, he lived just above Conduit Street, upper Conduit Street corner. And afterwards, I went, a few years later, I went to his son, who was the friend of my father that I'd been promised to, you see, and he did live in Lincoln Street, but he was rather busy when I started, and I was very young, and so I suppose I was farmed off on father to start.
What was their name?
Muston. Oh, and the father, his brother, who was very like him to look at, they both were bearded gentlemen, he was the headmaster of the Alderman Newton Boys' School. Where it was right up to when it turned into the grammar school next to the cathedral. But they looked exactly alike, almost like twins.
And then you went to the son in Lincoln Street. Again, he taught from his house, did he?
I suppose I stopped going to the Muston family when I was about 12. I think then I went to Manchester only, but not to the college till I was 16.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to have any O levels or A levels to get into the music colleges then. You do now, but so that I went at 16.
I'm interested in the sort of music environment in the Highfields area when you were young.
Yes.
You know, did you find that there were a lot of musicians, perhaps of your age?
Not so many of my age, but there were quite in Highfields, in Highfield Street itself, there were quite a lot of musicians who lived in Highfield Street. The first one I think of is at the corner of 7th Street and Highfield Street. He was the organist of St Peter's Church, a Mr Bunny. And then further along, there was on the other side of Highfield Street, towards the London Road end, there was a family called Burrows. Now, I didn't know the senior Mr Burrows, but his son was Dr Ben Burrows, who's not been dead very long. He was an organist at one or two different churches in Leicester, and the daughter was Grace Burrows, who was a very well-known violinist in Leicester, and it was through her that I went to the symphony orchestra, because she was the leader of that, and she ran a pupils orchestra which had practices at the Edward Wood Hall building. I'm not sure if it was the actual hall or one of the small